This episode of Front Page Tech is sponsored by the HTC 10. It's no doubt that the newest flagship from HTC is one of the most powerful smartphones on the market today. Experience the power of 10 by clicking the link in the description below. Happy f***ing Monday. What's going on, guys? Welcome to Front Page Tech, the show that gives you all the latest tech news from one geek that's me to another that is you. Guys, my lovely lovers of tech, we have some very, very important stories, like the most important news stories to get to today on this Monday of Mondays. So let's do it. Let's just get right into it. I told you guys that these stories are important, so let's get to the biggest one. MasterCard is changing their logo. Has changed. It's new. They changed it. It's not the same. Because money. Old logo, new logo. Well, great. That's just fantastic. Now my debit cards look outdated as shit. Back in April of 2015, Microsoft said that Windows 10 would be running on 1 billion devices by 2018. Now they're changing that statement because, well, that ain't gonna happen. Yusuf Mehdi from the Windows division said, Windows 10 is off to the hottest start in history with over 350 million monthly active devices with record customer satisfaction and engagement. We're pleased with our progress to date, but due to the focusing of our phone hardware business, it will take longer than 2018 for us to reach our goal of 1 billion monthly active devices. So basically they're saying that the reason they don't have 1 billion active devices just yet running Windows 10 is because Windows Phone isn't doing well. They don't have enough people on Windows Phone. Shocker, because you can force people to upgrade to Windows 10. You can't force people to buy a shitty phone. We all have the same routine when walking into our local McDonald's, right? We go in, we get our nice, hot, fresh thing of fries, right? You get your McDouble, you sit down, you open up your laptop, and then you watch some porn. Nope, that's just me. Okay. According to a spokesperson, McDonald's is committed to providing a safe environment for their customers. In other words, they're now blocking pornographic content from being viewed on their public Wi-Fi networks across the majority of their 14,000 locations. They said majority, so not all of them? Just saying. For the next T-Mobile Tuesday, tomorrow, one of the offers is going to be a free year of data for Pokemon Go users. Are you kidding me? Now, I know I joke a lot about the game, and in reality, I don't have a problem with the game itself. I think the concept is really, really cool, and I think it's doing really great things for Nintendo. It's this story, T-Mobile giving the data for Pokemon Go out for free. Of course, assuming that you opt into this and get it from the offer on the T-Mobile Tuesdays app, whatever. I still have an issue with this. T-Mobile is playing way too close to the thin line that is net neutrality. Like, way too close. I keep mentioning this, and they've gotten in trouble here and there, but it seems like they just keep getting away with it. And just keep in mind, I love T-Mobile. I have been sticking up for T-Mobile since, I don't know, 2013, when they started the whole Uncarrier movement. I love what they're doing, but this whole, like, free data thing is really, really kind of iffy in my heart area. I'm not sure about it at all. I think it plays too close to net neutrality, and it's just not fair. Like, the other games that you play that you still are getting charged data usage for, that's not fair to those people. Or you. Just because Pokemon Go is popular right now and it's just, you know, everyone's using it, I just, no. Mm-mm, no, stop. What do you guys think? Think it's a little too close to the, like, punching net neutrality in the dick? Comment section below. Speaking of getting punched right in the dick, that is the show. Hopefully you liked it, you learned something. If you did, be sure to hit that subscribe button down below. Click it or tick it. You can also follow us on Twitter, bam, right over there. And I will see you guys tomorrow. Don't get by a car playing Pokemon Go. Just try your best.